Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with Daryl Lockhart of Mobile Soul, and he's in North Carolina. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for spending your Saturday afternoon with me. I was reading on your website that you run an international media company, and you also are the founder of this. Could you tell me what your company does?
Yeah, it was started. I've been in the music business pretty much since I've been a teenager. I started in record retail in 1988, right out of high school, and through college I was a DJ and worked in the record business on the promotion side. And so what I did was I took that experience, that information, and I started a promotions company some time ago. In 2002, I changed the focus of that company and turned it into a media company. In that we stopped promoting like major labels and major movie studios projects, and we started to put together cohesive marketing plans that made a little bit more sense. We did branding campaigns and tied things together with entertainment in ways that we thought were original at the time.
Mm-hmm. What were some of those original ideas?
A lot of the ideas we started took really simple things that were working in the streets, for example, and we sort of blew them up. We took the mixtape example of things that were compilations and mixed CDs of that nature, and we branded them together with brands that weren't traditionally known for reaching out to entertainment. So it wasn't just fashion brands. Sometimes it would be video game companies, or sometimes it would be an auto manufacturer or something to that degree. And so in 2001 and 2003, like, these weren't things that were, you didn't see them too much. They were starting to happen, but nobody really was taking advantage of them the way that, you know, we did for our clients at that time. And so this led us to get exposure a little bit beyond New York, which is where we actually started the company. It took us overseas to London, and to friends of ours in Japan started talking about us, and that's really where we've expanded most of our operations, to do stuff here in the continental U.S., although we hope to do some things in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
we do a lot of stuff here in the U.S., the U.K., as well as in Japan.
Great. So you're always traveling?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing now is at first it was really about racking those frequent flyer miles up.
Yeah.
We've built up a significant network, in that we've got friends, and a lot of these markets will keep their ear to the ground and let us know what's happening a lot more than before. And so they're able to act and move on it quicker than waiting for me to get over to Japan and on a 14-hour flight. They're able to turn around a meeting in a couple hours and make stuff happen.
Yeah. So do you approach artists, or do artists seek you out?
The way that my career started and the way that the company started was sort of the same way, that a lot of the artists were my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school with a lot of people who turned out to be producers and MCs and DJs that turned into actors and stuff like that. And so they were my friends, and so I would kind of be hanging out with them, and they would ask my advice on things. And that's kind of how I got into the record promotion business. I went to school essentially to be an artist and a filmmaker.
Mm.
I had no formal training in marketing. So my friends just asked me, well, what do you think about this? And I would basically write a marketing plan for them. And essentially they would bring me into the label and say, well, this guy knows what he's doing. And that's how I got started. I still approach things the same way. I still approach things where it's like I take calls from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And people that I've known from referrals. A large part of my business is I've been referred by someone who I've worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so I basically take an understanding of what their brand does or what the artist does and where they're trying to go, and I try to make it make sense and come up with a piece of plan for them.
That's great. I also read that you have an underground radio show. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Mobile Soul started, it's sort of the flagship of the company now, and it started the show because there seemed to be a void and the void specifically was that there was no radio show for people who just love music. And so Mobile Soul was the show that I'd been looking for. I grew up listening to a lot of really important radio shows and really, really important DJs who broke records, Delphine Blue, Frankie Crocker, that kind of range, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. Those kind of DJs played records because they were good records and interesting records that were happening.
Mm-hmm.
In the market at the time, not because they were by a certain producer or from a certain label or something like that. And so Mobile Soul is really my opportunity to do whatever it is we wanted to do, just do a free form radio show. I didn't know what podcasting was in 2004, and so I would prepare the shows on CD and shop them around to, try to get them placed somewhere. But when podcasting took off, I knew immediately that that was the opportunity. And so we've been podcasting really strong since the beginning of 2005.
That's great. That's great. I've listened to some of your shows. They're really cool, too.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. So where could people go to check out your shows?
We, we're podcasted now, which means you can go to iTunes and check it out. Largely, we're at FeedBurner. It's really simple, feeds.feedburner.com/mobilesoul. Or you can go to the website. You can go to globalsoulmedia.com, and we've got a link there where you can register to subscribe to the show. You can listen to the show right there in the Flash Player that we have.
Mm-hmm. Great. Cool. I hope everyone checks that out.
Yeah, me too.
You also have a comic book store too, right?
Yeah, we have. Yes, we also have a comic book store, and that was additionally something I had always wanted to do. I grew up in New York and was very much a comic book geek. And it's just something that I'd always wanted to do. And when we relocated and moved to North Carolina, we had the opportunity to open up a store. And so that's something that we're doing just this year for the first time.
Cool. And do you get some of your comic books when you go to Japan?
Yeah, the great thing about it is I don't have to actually go there and go through the hassle of bringing them back. I'm able to actually bring them. I'm actually able to order them and get them shipped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
cool. Another advantage that we have now.
Yeah. All right. So out of your marketing and your radio show and your comic book store, which one's more fulfilling?
I'm really fortunate in that I'm doing what I love to do right now. So I don't know about if there's one thing that I love to do. I guess it depends on the time of the week. I guess when books like Civil War are late, then I don't like the comics business that much. but I don't think there's ever been a week that I didn't love putting together Mobile Soul. We've done podcasts for other people as well. We've done it for Vibe Magazine and for Trace Magazine in the past. But the real passion is behind putting together Mobile Soul. So, yeah, I would have to say, if we look at it week to week, then that's really where my favorite thing is.
Yeah. You're so fortunate. It seems like you've tapped into all of your creativity with Mobile Soul. What kind of advice do you have for people to make their dreams come true like you're doing?
I guess the simple advice that I would give anybody in this situation is pretty much to research everything that you're passionate about first completely. And the example I give also is the fact that my wife's clothing boutique, she's really passionate about fashion. I'm not so passionate about fashion. Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about it. But in just researching what it is that you're passionate about, decide whether or not you can live doing it, and then just go for it. Like everything else, once you know whether or not you can survive and are comfortable living doing it, I would say just go for it.
Great. What's your wife's clothing boutique?
It is called Margot's. It is named after her.
Oh, great. Well, I thank you for sharing your advice and your story with us. And we're Pirate Pods. And at the end of our interview, we asked for a pirate impression. Would you mind giving us that?
Arr, it's about as best as I can do.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks so much, Tiffany.